in 1972, album, the money they used to give you to make albums was like minuscule compared with what you get today. I mean, nowadays, you have people getting $500,000 and $1 million or whatever to make an album. Back when I did the Six Wives, I got £3,500. That was all it was, and maybe a little bit more to spend, you know, if you know, on the odd occasion. And when I wrote, because obviously each of the tracks for the Six Wives was about each of the six wives that Henry VIII had, because I hadn't had six myself by that time, so I had to do it for Henry. And I wrote the track Jane Seymour, and I knew I wanted to do it on a church organ. So I phoned up A&M. I said, look, I've written this track Jane Seymour. I really want to do it on a church organ. They said, oh, be careful. I said, what do you mean, be careful? They said, well, how much is it going to cost? I said, I don't know, you know. They said, well, find out how much it's going to cost before you go ahead, because we're on a very strict budget. We might be able to stretch it a little bit, but not that much. I said, all right. So I'd been recommended this church, St. Giles, which is in Cripplegate in East London. They said they'd recorded choirs there before. It was meant to be really good, and they had a nice organ and everything. So I can't remember whether it was Yellow Pages or whether I got it out of Directory Inquiries, but I phoned up the church, eventually spoke to the vicar, who I'd never met. I explained who I was, what I wanted to do, and he was really nice. I said, you know, and he went, I say, how jolly exciting. He said, we've had choirs recorded in here, but we've never had a rock thingy before. And I said, well, I'm not really a rock thingy. It's quite a serious piece I want to do. And he went, no. Oh, all right. I said, marvellous. He said, well, this is super. He said, now, look, he said, you can't come in an afternoon because we have evensong, and in the evening we've got choir practice and various other things. But you can do it in the morning. I said, look, hold on. Before we go any further, Vicar, I said, I'm awfully sorry to ask this. I said, but how much is it going to cost? And he said, cost? I said, what are you going to charge me? He said, charge you? He said, I don't understand. I said, what's it going to cost to come in? He said, well, nothing. I said, nothing. He said, no. I said, you're not going to charge. He said, wouldn't dream of charging you. It'd be a pleasure to have you here. I said, well, thank you very much, Vicar. And I came back, and we arranged a date, a morning to go in, and I came back, and I phoned A&M up, and I said, look, I've booked the church for whatever morning it was, and I got my engineer coming. They went, oh, wait a minute, Rick, we told you to call us and tell us how much it was going to cost. I said, you'll like this bit. They said, how much then? I said, nothing. They said, nothing. I said, nothing. They said, do you want to do the whole album in there? I said, no, it's just that one track. And they went, oh, that's a shame, never mind. So they said, look, we'll send Terry O'Neill down. That was one of the guys who worked for A&M. They said, we'll send him down in case you've got any problems. And I said, okay, smash it. So we went down there and went into the church this morning. We're up in this huge organ loft up in the top of the church. And we set all the mics and everything up. And there was Paul, my engineer, and he had the old tape recorder as it was then going. And there was Terry O'Neill from A&M. And everything was fine. We're just about to start recording. And the vicar comes in. We've not met him before, so he introduces himself. I said, hello, Vicar. He said, hello. He said, everything going well? I said, lovely, thank you, Vicar. He said, do you like the organ? I said, it's lovely. He said, it's a good sound, isn't it? I said, it's a lovely sound. He said, so you all pleased? I said, yes. He said, do you like the church? I said, it's a lovely church, Vicar. He said, the roof's bad, you know. Fun. He said, the roof's very bad. He said, we've got a restoration fund going. Voluntary restoration. And Terry O'Neill from A&M, he got the hint. And this was a lot of money back in 1972. He said, Vicar, he said, on behalf of A&M Records, he said, we would like to give you £2,000 towards your roof restoration fund. He said, my word, how unexpected. So he gave him the £2,000. I'm thinking, that's half my budget gone to make the album. So we did all the recording. Then we had to go down in the main part of the church to record what we call the ambient noises. So we set all the mics, everything up, and the tape recording, all the bits and pieces, and set it all up. And the pews and things, and the vicar's back again. He said, hello, Rick, has everything going well? I said, Marv. He said, are you happy? I said, yes, probably not as happy as you are, but we're pretty happy, thank you. And he said, what are you doing now? I said, well, we're recording the ambient noises in the church. He said, how'd you do that? I said, it's easy, we just set all the mics up in the pews. He said, oh, yes, the pews. Bad, dry, rotten woodworm, you know. We've got a special appeal going for that. Another £2,000. By the time we finished this album, A&M said it was the album that completely rebuilt St. Giles Church in Cripplegate.